if you look at the headline that the Maverick ran yesterday with regard to this, and again, it wasn't a lead headline. It was a smaller story below a story about Helen Ziller. It read, Israeli forces board aid boat bound for Gaza. Freedom Flotilla Coalition says. So we can unpack a whole lot of meaning out of this. I mean, firstly, Israeli forces board. So we're talking about the military. So the use of the word forces also, you know, kind of decontextualizes the idea that this is an occupation army. And boarding the aid boat. So it's almost as if they very politely bought a ticket and went onto this boat for a ride. And again, they reaffirm this as something that just the Freedom Flotilla Coalition has said. So it's presented in a way that's not, it's very speculative. So it seems to be, you know, this is just what they're saying, that the Israeli forces have boarded the aid boat, completely decontextualizing the entire situation as being a very much an act of resistance against illegal interception of a humanitarian ship that's carrying literally diapers and children's crutches. So, you know, the idea that you're going to have Israel intercepting a ship with no interrogation of why the only nuclear power in the Middle East is blocking basic aid is not addressed at all. And so this, we see, is not just a news story, Brother Shafiq. It's actually a case study, like a textbook case study of how colonial media frameworks, you know, continue to shape who gets to be seen as a threat. And as South Africans, we know very well that black and brown bodies and people from the global south essentially have no voice except as passive victims in the general media.
Yeah, the incident, when I heard it unfolding, seeing the message, the words that came into my head were piracy on the high seas. The ships or the flotilla was... At one stage, I think I saw they gave some messages 160 kilometers out saying that the drones were flying over them. That was obviously an act of intimidation. Then 120 and then about 90 kilometers the Israelis struck. Now, the international border for the coastline in the Mediterranean is only 12 kilometers out to sea. So this is a massive overkill, which nobody seems to want to notice, is that this is, in effect, an act of piracy. And most pirates should actually be in jail as opposed to boarding ships in the middle of the ocean.
No, 100%. And I think the point that you're making here is that facts are very much, you know, conveniently amplified or minimalized when it comes to who gets to be the victor or the oppressor, the victim or the oppressor. And when we look at how the Ukrainian war, you know, the Russian occupation of Ukraine has been covered, we see a very different tone, very different temperament. In effect, the media working as partner to civil society in this, you know, general war against Russia. So you've had headlines when UK residents have rallied around to get aid to send off to Ukraine. You've had headlines like civilian, you know, from villages to Downing Street, the UK stands with the Ukraine. And then we've had things like civilian suffering must end. So what's happening in that case is that the victims are very much humanized. So Ukrainians are people that, you know, people can relate to. They have jobs, they have lives that have been devastated, they have children who they mourn. That none of this is afforded to the Palestinians, and I would say in general to any global South community or nationality. If you look at what's been going on in the DRC, I mean, this is for decades-long exploitation, incredible levels of violence, and yet there's, you know, it's almost a footnote, and it always relates back to the technology and how it impacts upon the tech economy. So yes, we've definitely seen something which you rightly point out should be seen as piracy go completely detected and almost neutralized and normalized. And I would like to put it to you. I mean, if we use the word pirate, normally what would come to the head? I mean, what would come to your mind? It would be Somali, right? So if you're talking about piracy, immediately you think about Somali pirates or Yemeni, maybe the Houthis. Those are the two associations you would make with that word. And it's so absolutely ridiculous at this point that even our South African media have failed to highlight that what Israel has done with the Madeleine is just one act of a history of violating international waters, a history of impunity against civilian resistance. And that is piracy. That exactly is piracy.
Yeah, look, I mean, in the situation of the Somali people, those are actually fishermen who have been, who've lost their livelihoods due to the interference and the piracy, again, of European fishing countries coming to the Somali coast and scraping their sea bottom clean. But that's yes. Another interview. But I would agree with you with that point on the Somalis. That's again another story which has been gravely misunderstood, I think deliberately so. But nonetheless, to get back to what we're talking about here, this is quite an interesting one for Israel, isn't it? Because Greta Thunberg, number one, what blew me away was that before the Israeli forces attacked the flotilla, they had these Israeli children uttering words that should have been uttered by adults, saying how nice Israel is and talking about children. They'd actually forgotten. They're so arrogant that Greta Thunberg is now an adult. She's no longer a child. And that, mm-hmm. to me, just blew me away, the whole... that they just haven't read the script. They're not even in the same book, let alone the same page. I'm talking about the Israelis.
Yes. No, 100%. I mean, it is that infantilization, if you want to theorize it, of the other, right? So we've seen this with coverage of Africa continuously. I mean, since forever. Or we see passive victims, recipients of aid. So even, as you say, a symbolic figure like Greta Thunberg, who's now come into her own as an adult, who has agency, is characterized as someone who's been manipulated or is simply unable to tell right from wrong or just going with the crowd kind of thing. And I think that's exactly where the civil, if you want to call it, or the social media networks have actually been so powerful, because you know they've cut through this propaganda. People see through the Israeli hasbara. It's now so blatant, and it really, these are desperate acts that you can see. You know, the way in which the violence has intensified is really just speaking to the desperation of the Netanyahu government. And I think what for me as a South African is just very sad is that our government has taken a moral stance. Yes, we do continue trade with Israel on the coal issue, and that needs to be highlighted and amplified and boycotted and protested. But why are our media almost, you know, divided into a European versus global South camp? I mean, if you have civil, you have radio stations like yourselves, who are independent community stations, actually really reporting on what's going on, versus institutions like the DM and other mainstream outlets who just simply refuse to even, you know, contextualize, never mind editorialize or provide opinion pieces, but just fail to provide the context of what's happening. I mean, that for me as a South African journalist is extremely worrying.